Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. With some fine alto sax from Benny Carter and Friends in 1938. Song written by Will Marion Cook and Donald Haywood, and a particular favorite of mine, I'm Coming Virginia. I start off this morning's show, and we have a fine mixture of singers and musicians for you this morning from the 30s right through to the 1950s. And just coming up, we've got some gorgeous voices for you in our next set of recordings. We're going to start in 1950 with the beautiful tones of Mel Torme. He started out in the early 1940s with a group called the Meltones, and they recorded quite a bit and performed with some of the bigger orchestras. But by 1950, Mel was off on his own solo career, and demonstrating those marvelous skills at interpretation and beautiful shading of tones. And we will hear him bring that to us on lovely Rodgers and Hart number, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, which was introduced in the stage musical Pal Joey, and later featured in the movie of the same name, where it was sung by, of course, Frank Sinatra. And that's from 1950. Then we'll go back to 1939, to a young British singer who was starting out around that time, singing at first with her father's band, and that is Beryl Davis. Well, Beryl had a delightful voice, very warm sound to it. She performed in the UK during the 1940s, and in the late part of that decade, moved over to the US, where she spent the rest of what would prove to be a very successful career. We'll hear her early on in 1939. And one of the groups that she sang with quite a lot was the quintet of the Hot Club of France. And two of its most famous members were Django Reinhardt and Stéphane Grappelli. And they're going to bring us a number written by Charlie Shavers and Sidney Robin called Undecided. And our third singer in the set is Nat King Cole. Well, he started out in the 1930s and became very, very well known, not only for his beautiful voice, but for the beautiful, wonderful piano trio that he set up. And he's often credited with actually creating that style of format. We're actually going to hear him this morning from 1957, but with a larger orchestra, the one led by Gordon Jenkins, a very fine arranger and conductor. And I think you'll find that Nat King Cole and Gordon Jenkins' style work together beautifully. They're going to bring us a number called When Sunny Gets Blue, and it's written by Jack Siegel and Marvin Fisher. And right now we're going to hear Mel Torme with Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I cling to her. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered, I'm all.
Decided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you want to play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. Then you promise to return. When you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you've got a heart, and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart. Make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? If you're kind, then don't keep us apart. Make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
When Sunny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet lover man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stirs the trees. Wind that sets the leaves to swaying, like some violins are playing weird and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. That's how she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile, changed her style. Somehow she's not the same. But memories will fade, and pretty dreams will rise up where the dreams fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lonely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue. ¶¶ here to kiss away each lonely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we are listening to some lovely singers and lots of wonderful musicians from the 1930s through to the 1950s. We just heard a delightful recording from 1957 of Nat King Cole with Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra. And as I mentioned, it's a beautiful combination. Very lush and lovely. When Sunny Gets Blue, written by Jack Siegel and Marvin Fisher. Before that, Beryl Davis with the quintet of the Hot Club of France, featuring the guitar of Django Reinhardt and the violin of Stéphane Grappelli, two of the great exponents of their respective art on their instruments. They brought us a number written by Charlie Shavers. Beryl brought us the words of Undecided. And we started out with Mel Torme, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, great jazz standard that he recorded in 1950. Well, our next set is going to feature a big band and a couple of smaller groups, and also some very fine trumpeters too, in fact. Billy Butterfield and Jonah Jones, no strangers to the show. We feature them a lot, and for good reason. They were amongst the leaders, wonderful exponents of their art. Certainly Billy Butterfield and Jonah Jones had wonderful styles on the trumpet, and we will hear some fine examples of that this morning. We're going to go first to 1946, to a lovely Jerome Kern melody called Yesterdays that was introduced in the stage musical Roberta. This is Billy Butterfield and his orchestra. He had one in the late 1940s for a brief time. But around this time, a lot of wonderful musicians coming out of the 30s and early 40s decided to set up their own big bands. And while the recordings were wonderful and the personnel was great, the mood for the big bands had sort of moved on more into the mainstream, perhaps. And a lot of these bands didn't last very long, and Billy's was one of them. It only lasted for about a year. But we do have some very fine recordings of this time, including this one from 1946, which, as I mentioned, Jerome Kern's Yesterdays. Then back 2 years, and we'll hear Billy Butterfield in the format that perhaps he populated more frequently, and that is the small group format. And he's playing with a group led by pianist Johnny Guarnieri. It's a fine lineup. Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Hank D'Amico on clarinet, Lester Young on tenor sax, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Dexter Hall on guitar, and Billy Taylor on bass. And of course, Cozy Cole, always a very welcome visitor, is playing the drums. They're going to bring us their version from 1944 of the Jack Strachey, Harry Link, Eric Matchwitz song, These Foolish Things. And then to Jonah Jones. He played with the big band for a long time, actually. He was a lead trumpeter with the Cab Calloway band. But oh, he did so much recording in the small group format in the 1930s and 40s, and then, of course, led his own quartet in the 1950s and later. So right now he is in the 1940s. It's 1944. He's going to bring us a number called You Can Depend on Me, written by Charles Carpenter, Louis Dunlap, and Earl Hines. And we'll not only hear Jonah's trumpet, we'll also hear his voice. Jonah often did vocals with his groups, and they're always fun to listen to. In fact, one of the things I notice most about Jonah Jones, apart from all the excellence of his play, is that he always sounded like he was having fun. He really enjoyed what he was doing. Well, I'm sure they all did. There's something about Jonah, though. He's a very exuberant player. So we'll hear that. You Can Depend on Me. And we'll start with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra and Yesterdays. ¶¶
I'll always love you. You know you can depend on me. Though someone you've missed has caused you to forget, you know you can count on me. Bubble the baby, bubble that, bubble that. I wish you success and loads of happiness. But babe, I must confess, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely, lonely. If you ever need a friend, I'll be yours, yours until the end. Now babe, you can depend on me. Baby, bubble bat, bubble bat.
We just heard from Jonah Jones. As I said, always a welcome visitor. He brought us You Can Depend on Me from 1944, and he's joined in the studio that day, amongst others, by Hilton Jefferson and Ike Hebeck on saxophone and Al Gibson on clarinet. Before Jonah, we heard from Johnny Guarnieri and his Swing Men, and featuring the trumpet of Billy Butterfield, along, of course, with the piano of Johnny Guarnieri and other friends. These Foolish Things, they brought us from 1945. And we started out with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra and the Jerome Kern melody, Yesterdays, from 1946. And welcome back to CHUO 89.1 FM. Here we are at the University of Ottawa, and this is I've Heard That Song Before, which we bring to you every Sunday morning at this time and listen to songs recorded back in the 1930s, 40s, the 1920s, in the 1960s, the great jazz and pop standards from the day by the great singers and the wonderful musicians. Well, we're going to move on now, and we're going to go back in time to the 1920s and the early 1930s. I don't feature music from this period as often as I should, perhaps, so I thought I'd make up for it today, and we'll hear from some fine orchestras and singers around at the time. We'll go first to the UK, where probably one of the most popular, if not the most popular band at the time, and this is 1928, was Jack Hilton and his orchestra. They were a very fine dance band and also had a jazz side too, but we will hear that perhaps more in the dance band format this morning. And I believe they're joined by Sam Brown, who will bring us the words to the song The Best Things in Life Are Free, written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silver, and Ray Henderson. It's from 1928, and that'll be Jack Hilton and his orchestra. Then we'll go to the US, and we'll listen to the band led by Ben Selvin. Now, he was perhaps known for a long time as one of the most prolific recording artists. in the early 30s, and he had a number of dance bands, and it must have raced around, I believe it was New York, from studio to studio with all these different bands, and he gave them different names, so it's hard to track them all down. But this one, Ben is leading the orchestra, and the orchestra is called Roy Carroll and his Sandpoint Orchestra, featuring, amongst others, the clarinet of Benny Goodman and the trombone of Tommy Dorsey, just starting out around this time. We'll also hear a vocal from Dick Robertson. They recorded in 1931. The song is also written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva, and Ray Henderson, and it's called One More Time. Then to 1932, to a young man who was getting going on what was going to turn out to be an amazing career during the 20th century, and that is a young Bing Crosby. Well, he's about 27, 28 at this time, so perhaps not as young as some of them. But you can hear that wonderful style. It's just really starting to come across. And he sang with a whole host of different orchestras. And this one is Isham Jones. And the song is called Lazy Day. And that'll be Bing Crosby from 1932. And we'll start in Britain with Jack Hilton and his orchestra. The best things in life are free.
Thank you. one more time, just one more time. Let me do the things that I used to do. Let me sit down to some tea for two. One more time, just one more time. You can bawl me out, you can call me names, if you let me play those parlor games. One more time, just one more time. Eating all alone, being all alone's making me lazy. Walking all alone, talking all alone's driving me crazy. One more time, just one more time. Let me touch the skin that I love to touch, that I didn't think that I'd miss so much. One more time.
City streets no longer lure me. The town just doesn't look its best. There's only one thing that can cure me, a real day of rest. Lazy day, when spring and summer meet. Lazy day, within a woodland sweet. My way I'll be wending, spending a lazy day. Lazy day, a day to drift and dream. Let me stray where water lilies gleam, neath the willows bending, spending a lazy day. Through green fields I want to roam, under a friendly sky. Green fields whispering of home and happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one far away, where we can watch the sun or the hills descending. Ending a lazy day. Beside the only one far away, where we can watch the sun or the hills descending. Ending a lazy day.
And that was Bing Crosby with Lazy Day from 1932. Before that, Ben Selvin and his orchestra featuring a young Benny Goodman on clarinet and Dick Robertson on vocals with One More Time. And we started out with Jack Hilton and his orchestra and The Best Things in Life Are Free from 1928. And both of those two songs were written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva and Ray Henderson.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
Hi, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to some very nice singers and some great musicians from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and the 50s. Well, we're carrying on with some more wonderful singers, and we're going to go next to Helen Ward, who was singing with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in the early days of its rise to success. That started in 1935 and went on to sweep in the swing era in its wake. And Helen Ward was one of the early singers with the band. I think she only stayed with the band for a couple of years, and she was quite young at the time, in her early 20s. I think she retired from music after her time with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, at least singing with the big bands, and she used to sing with smaller groups for a while after that. This is a small group carved out from the Benny Goodman Band, featuring Benny on clarinet, Gene Krupa on drums, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Chew Berry on tenor sax, Jess Stacy on piano, Alan Royce on guitar, and Israel Crosby on bass. They're going to bring us a number that was written by V. Lawnhurst, and it's called Mutiny in the Parlor. Then we'll go forward to 1948 to a very fine clarinetist and alto saxophonist, Woody Herman. He took over the Isham Jones Band in 1936 and went on for decades. We will hear him from 1948 with that very fine lineup with a Duke Ellington number called I Got It Bad. And the lyrics are brought to us by Mary Ann McCall. And then from 1958, one of the great lyrical power voices, you'd have to say, a very strong voice, belonging to a young man who became enormously popular in the 1950s, and that was Eddie Fisher. This is taken from an album he made towards the end of the decade, accompanied by the Hugo Winter Halter Orchestra, of songs from Broadway, maybe from the West End of London, if I look at the author of this morning's song. The album is called As Long As There's Music, and this morning's song from Eddie Fisher will be I'll See You Again, written by Noel Coward for the musical Bitter Sweet. And we'll start with Helen Ward. It's with Gene Krupa and his swing band, Mutiny in the Parlor.
Dippy as the dipper above. Now I'm a sailor.
that ain't good. My poor heart is so sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. When the week is over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I started, just crying my heart out. He don't love me like I love him. No, nobody could.
Whenever spring breaks through again, time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting. This sweet memory across the years will come to me. Though my world may go awry, in my heart will ever lie just the echo of a sigh. Across the years will come to me.
just the echo of a sigh.
Approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. We have one more song for you and here's Artie Shaw, Oh Lady, Be Good.